So this money that the person has got, if it is halal, now he has made the niyat of Hajj, and he's going for no other purpose, for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he must seek forgiveness from those people whom he has harmed, troubled. And if he is owing people monies, then he must make sure that he clears that out with them. Because there are two kinds of loans and debts. One is that debt which a person has incurred, and the payment are in installments. The payment is in installments. There is an agreement that you can pay me over 12 months, 16 months or 24 months, as long as there's no interest involved there. But the other loan is where a person gives a person a loan, and he says that as soon as you get your money, please make sure that you pay me back. So that person who has been promised that as soon as I get my money, I'm going to pay you, then it is compulsory, it's wajib, that when you get the money, then you pay that person first. After that you go for Hajj, which is nafil or even farz Hajj. Make sure that you pay that person. But if that person agrees and says, well, I'm prepared to give you terms, when you come back you can pay me, then there is no harm. So to go out in the path of Allah, this is, Hajj is also path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whilst we are owing people money and they are chasing after us, it is not permissible. Must make sure that we pay them first. So this is another important thing. Then those with whom we have contacts and we have said something which may have hurt their feelings or offended them, or we have taken something which was not rightfully due to us from inheritance and other things, then make sure that all that is cleared. Go with a clean sheet, go with a clean heart and clean earnings, and go with this niyat that I want to face my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and I want to visit his house in such a condition that there is nobody that is cursing me, there is nobody that is waiting for me to pay him what I am owing him, and there's nobody that is chasing after me. And people whom I have harmed and offended, I have sought forgiveness from them. If the person goes like that for Hajj, inshallah ta'ala, his Hajj will definitely give him ruhaniyat. There'll be nur in his Hajj. That is before he goes. Now that he has intended Hajj, I want to get down to the masail. Now that the person is preparing for Hajj, generally South Africans make tamattu Hajj. So I'm not going to deal with ifrad and qiran, because 99.9% of South Africans, they do tamattu Hajj. And tamattu Hajj is this, that you make umrah and Hajj in two different ihrams. Ifrad is where you make just Hajj, one ihram, and qiran is where you make Hajj and umrah in one ihram. But we generally make tamattu, meaning that we go in an ihram, after we have made umrah, then we take off our ihram, and then we wait for the 8th of Zilhijjah, and then we put on our ihram again. So that is tamattu Hajj. So we will deal with tamattu Hajj, which involves two things. One is umrah and the other is Hajj. So this is now a preparation for the Hajj, for the umrah that you are going to make, because first is umrah, then Hajj. So what we are really going to be preparing now for is our umrah. We make a lot of preparations. And what are those preparations? That we must buy good bags, because they slit the bags. Those days when we are going via Nairobi, you see, they slit the bags. If they are of weak quality, they must have good bags. We must make sure our passport has got visas. We must make sure that we have got sufficient funds and currency. Now all these preparations are necessary. But the most important thing is the preparation for that Hajj itself. That mentally we must prepare ourselves. Every day that goes by before you are departing, you must be mentally preparing yourself for that Hajj. That soon I will be in front of the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, inshallah. Soon I will be going round and round the Kaaba Sharif. I will be going between Safa and Marwa. Inshallah, a day is soon going to come in my life when I will be standing amongst the millions of people, all wearing the same kind of ihram, and everybody is crying and everybody has got his hands raised. I will be there in the plains of Arafat. You must mentally go through that Hajj, condition yourself, and prepare yourself for the worst. Prepare yourself mentally for the worst. It is not necessary that you will go through hardships and difficulties and problems, but mentally you must be prepared. that come what may, I am not going to complain that I am tired. This journey has become very difficult and it is becoming very hard and I am facing a lot of difficulties. I am not going to complain about anything. Yes, it is extremely important that before you leave, take some advice from those who have been for Hajj and those who have been there many times, that which is a good agent to go through, which is a good place to stay, which is the best way to get there. Those kind of advices to take from those people that have been there, there's nothing wrong with that. That means do that which has to be done. You must make tadbir. Don't purposely go through hardship and difficulties. Purposely don't go through an agent that you know has been committing fraud over the years and giving people hard time and difficult time there and not fulfilling his promises there. So purposely you don't have to go there. Choose, go through the right agent, seek the advice of people who have been there and try to avoid those who are corrupt and unscrupulous. After you have done what you should have done, what preparation you could have made, you have made, then you must be mentally prepared to still go through any difficulty that will come. Because it is not necessary that if you have the best agent and plenty of money with you and you have everything well organized from here, after that there's going to be no problem there. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tests the hujjaj, because there's no other test left for us. In those days they used to go through the jungles and through the mountains and over and through the deserts and all those kind of things, and before they arrived there they used to be nice and exhausted and they used to be sick and tired. So those people used to be really blessed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and they were tested throughout the journey. Now there's no test for us. We just sit here a couple hours time, we land there. What is the test? So we will get a little bit of test in the customs there or at the arrival there. Sometimes 4 hours, 5 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours we have to sit. Now just for that sitting, we make it such an issue. There is no doubt that it's a weakness of those people on that side, that they don't know how to organize the department well. But that is their side of the problem. But as far as we are concerned, we are going for Hajj. We are going for Umrah. We are going to visit our beloved house, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's house. Then we should be prepared to take any difficulty that comes. As I always say, that beautiful couplet which the poet said on the journey of Hajj. He said, this is a journey of ishq and love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in this journey of ishq and love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you should not be complaining about anything. Because what kind of a lover is that who says that I found it very difficult to reach you? What kind of a lover is that? If the beloved says that I'm staying here 500 miles away and I want you to arrive tonight, and the so-called lover says that no, it's very difficult to reach you, then the person will say that what kind of a beloved you are? So a person was walking and his eyes fell on one woman, which is haram to gaze for the second time. Accidental first gaze is permissible, second gaze is haram. But his eyes fell on a woman. So he told her, he said, I dearly love you. So she told him, she said, if you have fallen for my beauty, my sister is coming at the back. So this person turned his face like that. So she gave him one tight slap. He said, you said you dearly love me. Is this your love that I told you my sister is at the back? You start looking back. So what kind of a person is that who says, I love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but he's got his love for everything else except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So on this journey of Hajj, they will be tested for the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore the poet says, Ishq ki raah par chalne walo, ishq ki koi manzil nahi hai, ishq ki raah par chalne walo, ishq ki koi manzil nahi hai, raah mein thak ke jo baith jaye, wo is safar ke qabil nahi hai, raah mein thak ke jo baith jaye, wo is safar ke qabil nahi hai. In this road of love to, of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is no station that you go there and you sit down and say, I'm tired. The person who goes on this journey and on the way he says, I'm tired of the difficulties, hardships, problems that I'm facing, then he is not worthy of taking this journey. Wo is safar ka qabil nahi hai. Tu safina badhaye chala ja, dubne ki na kuch fikr farma. Tu safina badhaye chala ja, dubne ki na kuch fikr farma. غم کے دریا میں خضر محبت صرف طوفاں ہے ساحل نہیں ہے. So if only you understand this, then you will appreciate that this journey of Hajj, it is a journey which in which you express your love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Otherwise, what was the reason to make us take off our clothes and put on ihram sheets and tell us, now you must not put perfume, you must not wash your hands with scented soap, and you must not cut your fingernails, and you must not clip any hair from your head and body, and you must be like Majnoon. What was the reason for that? It is an expression of our love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that the person is madly searching for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He was searching for him in the masjid in the five time namaz. He was searching for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the fast in the month of Ramadan. He was searching for him by giving his zakat, spending his wealth. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says he's leaving his family, he's leaving his home, he's leaving his business, he's leaving everything, and he's coming and I will now meet him. Now come to my house. You have been searching for me all over. I am here. Now when he comes there, then he says, come to Mina, come to Arafat, come to Muzdalifah. So this is the how the person is going about madly in search of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.